The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
On the prosperity of the thankful. The prosperity of the thankful. Part 2. We started this in the first service. And I said that God wants every child of God to be prosperous. According to 3 John verse 2, He does not want you to lack. No father wants his child to lack. God wants you prosperous. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. In Psalms 35 verse 27b, the Lord tells us expressly that He delights in the prosperity of His servants. He is happy when you prosper. God does not derive anything in you scratching the ground or being in lack. He wants you blessed. All our fathers in the faith were prosperous. Abraham was, Isaac was, Jacob was, Joseph was, David was, Solomon was. Everyone that was a true Christian, child of God, connected to God, God breathed something into their body. In my place, they say, that person breathed something into my body. He breathed something into my body. God breathed something into their system, and He changed their life. Somebody is here this morning. God will do something for you in the name of Jesus. And amongst other things, one of the major things that provokes your prosperity is thanksgiving or thankfulness. This is because our God is the God of increase. Another name you can call God is God of increase. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 6 explains to us that I have planted, Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God giveth the increase. Our God is a God that gives increase. And one of the major things that makes God to give you increase is your thanksgiving. Show me a thanksgiver, I will show you a person who is always increasing. Show me a thanksgiver, and I will show you somebody who does not reduce. He doesn't reduce in size. He doesn't reduce in blessing. A thanksgiver is always loaded and loaded with blessing. You are the next person that we'll be talking about in the name of Jesus. I said thanksgiving. In the first service, I gave you a definition. In the second service, I'll be giving you another definition. I said thanksgiving is giving glory to God for the benefits you have received from Him. That's for the second service. In the first service, I said thanksgiving is appreciation for good things received and blessings assessed. But in the second service, I'm saying thanksgiving is giving glory to God for benefits received. If you wrote an outline in the first service, you'll be writing another outline in the second service. I might not be able to go through all I spoke about in the first service. I gave us 4 points on vital facts about thanksgiving. If we can have that on the screen, so I can save time. I said, number one, thanksgiving is the way of life in this kingdom of God. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10. That is the way of life. That is our culture. That is the norm as a Christian. Thanksgiving is the norm. Number two, in the first service, I said there's a direct link between your level of gratitude and your prosperity. There is a connection between the level of your thanksgiving and the level of the prosperity of your life. The more you thank God, the more prosperity will be pursuing you. Number three, in the first service, I said thanksgiving is what guarantees the flow of God's blessing in your life. You want it to flow. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. You want it to continue to flow endlessly. Thank Him for what you have received. Modupe pe moriya anugba o. Modupe pe moriya anugba o. Tori ki se gogo eniyan lori anugba o. Thank God for what you have received. Mi ma lo lope, emi lo lope o. E wa wo re baba, e wa wo se baba laye mi.
name in my Lord, Lord.
That's how to grow in blessing. If you're, oh God, what kind of thing is this? It's already September now. Eh? I'm not even happy about all this thing God is doing. Ah, by now, I should have been doing this. I shouldn't be inside this kind of place. You can't get a believer anywhere. Show me a complainer, I will show you a frustrated human being. Before, in the first service, I said, thanksgiving is what we give in exchange for what God has given to us. Whatever God has given to you, you give thanksgiving in exchange. But in this second service, I want to also tell us some more vital facts about thanksgiving. If you want to hear more about first service, you can buy the CD and then it will bless you. In this second service, I want to show us vital facts about thanksgiving. Number five, I gave us four in the first service. Thanksgiving is the determinant of your eventual altitude in life. I'm still on vital facts about thanksgiving or thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is what will determine where you will eventually get to in life. It is your thanksgiving that will determine it. It's one of the major factors. There are other factors like character and some other things. But one of the major things is thanksgiving. No ungrateful person lasts at the top or gets to the top. Their lack of thanksgiving, their lack of appreciation hinders their acceleration. It hinders their upliftment and their upgrading. Number six, vital fact about thanksgiving is that thanksgiving makes God happy, while ingratitude or lack of thanksgiving makes God sad. In Psalms 28 verse 5, the Bible says, because they regard not the works of my hand. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hand, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Somebody say, God forbid. It tells me that when a person refuses to thank God, he cannot be built up. God said, any of my hands that you have seen in your life, if you don't thank God for it, the little you have seen, he said, I will destroy it. So some people's challenge is not the devil. It's just that God just withdrew his services. God just said, I'm not doing it again. I'm not helping you again. God just said, the hand, my little finger you have seen, you refuse to thank me for it, you will not see my hand. And if you have seen my hand and you refuse to thank me for it, he said, I withdraw my hand and I destroy what you have already. This is the problem of most believers. Not the devil, it's not your village. It's a self-inflicted problem of ingratitude, of laziness in thanking God. You know what David did? He told his wife, he said, I will yet play before God. He said, ah, the wife was doing, you see, you, a whole king, doing this, doing that. He said, ah, hey, look at this lady. Second Samuel chapter 6. He said, ah, look at this lady. He said, I will yet dance before this God. I will yet play before him. He is greater than your father's father. A whole king. God, never take me to any place in my life where I will become an ungrateful person. Never move me to a height where I will not be able to see what you are doing. In my life, I see what you're doing. One more time, I lift my hands in Christ of your name. I
I lift my hands in praise of your name. I lift my hands in praise of your name.
Well, in the first service, we looked at what is in thanksgiving that makes you prosper. I gave you 5 points in the first service. I might not be able to go through those 5 points because of time, because I'm giving you another 5 points on what is in thanksgiving that makes you prosperous. So you can take it as number 6 because of lack of time. If you want to know what I said in the first service concerning this, you can go to the media and talk to them. Number 6, what is in thanksgiving that makes thanksgiving make a man become prosperous? Number 6, thanksgiving unlocks the doors that have been shut against your destiny. Acts 16:25-26. When doors have been shut against a person's destiny, it is thanksgiving. That is what you used to open it. The Bible says that at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang unto God, and the prisoners heard him. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors, somebody say all the doors. Somebody say all the doors. Not some of the doors. Not few of the doors. Not one of the doors. All the doors were open, and everyone's band was loosed. As you thank God today, your bands will be loosed. Whatever is holding you down from getting to what you have designed and destined for, God will eventually today break that chain away in the name of Jesus. If your desire is for doors to open, thanksgiving is what used to open the door. When things are very tough and you are trying so many things. These guys, the Bible says they prayed, and at midnight they prayed, maybe they prayed for 6 hours or 7 hours. After some time, they just said, we have prayed and nothing is happening. Then they changed to another level called thanksgiving. They started praising God. Everybody heard them. Everybody heard them. When doors of life are shut against your business, shut against your career, what people will normally say is, they say, oh yeah, go and pray. Start fasting. I'm recommending to you this morning, start praising. Start thanking God. Because suddenly, that door that has been shut will be wide open for you and your family in the name of Jesus. Let me hear you say a big amen. Let me hear somebody say a big amen. That door will be open for you in the name of Jesus. Thanksgiving is what terminates hardship. Hardship. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17 to 19. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17 to 19. When things are very, very hard, then the next thing to do is to thank this God. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit in the vine, neither shall fruit be in the vine. The labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. Nothing is working. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. Yet, somebody say yet. Despite all that I have listed before, things are very bad. The economy is bad. I don't have a job. My business is not going. I have goods in my shop. I'm not selling. Nobody is coming to buy. What do I want to do now? And I have so many things to do. He said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. That is, I will continue to thank him and praise him. Then after that, the Lord is my strength. He will make my feet like hen feet, and he will make me to walk to and upon my high places, to the chief singers of the string instruments. That is, when things are very tough, when things have suddenly become very hard for you, you work so hard, yet there's no result. You leave the house by 7 a.m., you come back by 7 p.m., yet nothing to show in your account. You have the best quality goods and services, but nobody's ready to buy. Be smart. Be very, very smart. Outsmart your competitors with praise. Outsmart your neighbors with praise. It's not the first time things will be very hard. It's not. And can I shock you? It will not be the last. It's end time. It's not the first. It will not be the last. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Especially in a country like Nigeria, where other nations are assisting their nations during coronavirus. Nigeria increased petrol. People are assisting other people. Please, God, you will not die. Let us help you. We help your children. We help you. Nigeria say, no, nobody need help. Let us increase petrol. Increase NEPA. Increase everything. Even in the face of this hardship, God himself will make everything easy for you in Jesus' name. Say a louder amen. Number 8, what is in thanksgiving? Thanksgiving turns things around for you for the better. Psalm 67 verse 5-7. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then the earth shall yield and increase. And God, even our God, shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. God blesses those that thank him to the extent that things turn around for them. I can see everything turning around, turning around, turning around. I can see everything turning around. Pastor that always post message to praise God like this, let me know. I want to be a friend of the person that normally we be preaching like this, we stop message, we be praising God, we continue again, and we not lose flow in the message. I want to be a friend of that person. I like such people. I can see everything turning around, turning around, turning around for my good. I can see everything
everything.
possibility possible. You make impossibility possible.
You make
impossibility possible.
Listen now. I'll just take a few minutes. I wanted to stop there. So that we continue. But I remember that in the first service, I mentioned that I will speak on something very vital about thanksgiving and sacrifice in the second service. That's why I decided to continue. So I will just give us just two more points and then we'll go into thanksgiving. Number eight, like I said, is thanksgiving turns things around. And it will turn around for you in Jesus' name. Number nine, thanksgiving births multiplication. Matthew 15, 13 to 38. Matthew 15, verse 33 to 38. And his disciples say unto him, when shall we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? Where are we going to get what is going to fill all this multitude? And Jesus said unto him, how many loaves do you have? And they said, seven and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the seven loaves and fishes and gave thanks. That is the most important thing in this verse. There was a problem. People came to the church to meet Jesus. They've been with him for a long time. They were hungry. They were fainting. Jesus said, what's happening here? Give them something to eat. They said, we don't have anything. They said, okay. You don't have anything. They said, we have just seven loaves of fishes and seven loaves of bread and a few fishes. And he took the bread. He began to give thanks. And he took the seven loaves and fishes and gave thanks. What was not enough before. And broke them and gave to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude, and they did all eat and were filled and took up of the broken meat. That was, where did meat come out from? We are talking of seven loaves of fishes. How come meat is already being talked about here? And they took meat, let's go on now, broken meat that was left, seven baskets full from seven loaves of bread. Someone say multiplication. Listen, as an accounting person, 2 plus 2 in normal accounting is 4. In God's order of things, 2 plus 2, it can be anything. 2 plus 2 can be 22 with God. Because God is a multiplier. When you thank him, when he's supposed to add to you, he will multiply you. That's why you see that some of us and many of you here that you have keyed into this thanksgiving. Your life is changing. Your life is changing. Your life is changing. Because you have keyed into it, it will keep changing for the better in Jesus' name. Number 10, where we stop today. Thanksgiving is a sacrifice unto God, which God cannot reject. It's a sacrifice which births blessings. And then God can't see sacrifice of thanks and say he doesn't like it. In Psalm 119 verse 17, the Bible says, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I will offer unto thee, I will give unto thee that sacrifice of thanksgiving. My prayer for somebody here this morning is that God will give you the will accept your sacrifice of thanksgiving in Jesus' name. I say, God will accept your sacrifice of thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Thanksgiving is a sacrifice. You present it to him. Psalm 16, verse 17. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And we call upon the name of the Lord. Psalm 16, verse 17. I will offer unto God the sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. This dance we have danced this morning is a sacrifice.
Oluwagba, Oluwagba, oh, Oluwagba imi, oh, Oluwagba, oh, Oluwagba, Oluwagba, oh, Oluwagba imi, oh, Oluwagba, oh.
Sacrifice.
We bring a sacrifice of praise
into the house of the Lord.
Leave it like that because of time. So your thanksgiving is a sacrifice. It's not a waste. Look at this. What's wrong with them? They are just dancing. They don't even. These people, I don't think they have work. Ah, see how they and they tired. They dance during the workers' meeting. They thank God during one. First service, they dance. They thank God. Second, only and willing. What kind of human being? It's a sacrifice. As we keep offering it and he's accepting it, he's blessing us. As we keep offering it, he's accepting it, he's blessing us. Friends, my prayer for you is that what you will offer to God this morning as a sacrifice, either in your dancing, either in your thanksgiving offering, or in whatever it is you have brought to God, big or small, may God accept it in your hands in Jesus' name. And may you also have the heart to give him a worthy sacrifice, because he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. I told them in the first service, I said, may I not get to a level where I will give man something that is higher than what I will give God? Ever. And God, you can ask God if you see him. Ask God when you see him that, do I give man what is higher than what I will give him? No. It's just about mindset. In the course of about 3 weeks or 4 weeks ago, one of the great servants of God and fathers to me in the faith that I'm connected with sent me a text. He said, sometimes it amazes me your level of knowledge of honor in ministry. Say your knowledge of how to honor servants of God. Say it amazes me. It is the same thing with God. We must not only honor men and give respect and honor to men, we must give it to him. He owns the glory. He owns everything. Your certificate, your handsomeness, your beauty, your business, everything, he owns it. And today, he wants to take something in return, which is thanks. May you be wise enough to offer it to him the more in Jesus' name. May you not say in your heart, I've praised God before now. If I rest this time, it's not too much. May you not say that in Jesus' name. May you never be tired of this one that will finally change your level in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. I will pause here for now. Not that I finish. I will pause here for now. And I know, as God liveth, I will use my two eyes to see you become very, very great. I will use my two ears to hear your testimony of greatness. Somebody say a big amen.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.